Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you missed the announcement, this was posted on Instagram 14 hours ago from Drake May, just finishing up his rookie year as quarterback for the New England Patriots. He writes with a picture of him down on one knee. Love doing life with you. Can't wait to marry you. Is Anne, is that her name? Or is it Anna? I can't remember if it's Anne or if it's Anna. Anne, it is Anne. So apparently these two have known each other since they were maybe 11 or 12 years old. She's said something
nine
about
9 years.
She's, and he's 22.
Mm-hmm.
So that would mean maybe 12 or 13, mm-hmm. 13 years old they met.
Mm-hmm.
So just before high school or high school sweethearts or something like that.
I think that's when they started dating. I think they've known each other like their whole lives
yeah.
in school together.
So he's 22.
They dated in high school. They dated in college together, which
right.
is a tough thing to do.
And, you know, that's Kennedy and I were just talking about this off the air because, you know, 22 years old to get engaged. When it happens to you, you know, it feels like you're so old. I remember where I got engaged to my ex-wife and I was 24 years old, and I remember thinking I was old when I got engaged. You know, my mother got married the first time when she was 18.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my dad, I think, was 21. So, you know, looking at them going, gosh, they were 18 and 21. I was 24, almost 20 or 25 by the time I got married. I just felt like it was so old. But now that I look back on it, I'm going, I was a child. I really was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you were how old?
22. Yeah. 21. I think I got married when I was 22.
Were you in college still?
It should be an absolute law. Yeah. I was a junior. I was in the summer between junior and senior. I only went to senior semester, but because I graduated early. But yeah, we went.
I graduated early.
Well, I did. Because we had to move to Germany. So we went, it was the 4th of July long weekend, and we went whitewater rafting in West Virginia at a place called the New River Gorge, which is just the most beautiful place in the world. You know, little rivers running through and you're way down deep in a gorge,
mm-hmm.
and beautiful sunsets, and it was an overnight trip, and you camped out, and our guides were adorable. And at one point, they say, look up there, that's called Ram's Head Point, that's where we got married. And it was really beautiful and la, 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 la. So the next night when we got back after the camping, Stan was like, well, do you want to go see if we can find that place? And I was like, okay. So we find the place and we're getting out of his car and he's in the trunk and he's taking a really long time.
Now, did you have any inkling that this was coming?
As soon as he started getting in the trunk, I had an inkling. And I'm like, what?
How were you feeling when you had that inkling?
I wanted to throw up. And so we go out on this beautiful thing. The view is insane. The sun is setting. He gets down on one knee and he asks me to marry him. And I mean, it was just yes. Of course I said yes. He was moving to Germany. Of course I said yes.
Mm-hmm.
So then we go back to the room and we call our parents. And I tell my mother how it happened. And she goes, it's not fair. You could never have said no. You should have had the opportunity to be able to say no. She knew.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people have gotten married because they were just too non-confrontational to say no to the proposal.
I mean, like,
I bet it's a lot.
We'd been together for a long time, you know, long enough. Well, college years, I guess. But I mean, you know, I think I know the reason he proposed is because he got stationed in Germany. And he
right.
Went to I know it. I was, but we had a blast.
I was in
until
the,
we didn't.
I was in the Army, and my I had met my ex-wife when we were in processing. Like when you first get to a base, they send you to processing for a couple of days. So you stay in some barracks, and then they get your orders together and they send you to the unit that you're going to go to.
Right.
And I can remember we were in the formation as they're calling out the names and assigning the units that you're going to go to.
Right.
And this was my second tour at what is now Fort Liberty. I'd been there once before, gone to Korea, was there about a year and a half, and had come back. And so I had been in for a little while, right? I was in E4, I had a little bit of swag to me. She was standing next to me in formation, and she was like a private first class or something. You could tell she was a newbie. And they called out the unit that she was going to, and it was the unit that I had been in before. And I just kind of turned to her. I said, wow, that's a really good unit. You're going to have a good time there. She's like, oh, how do you know? I was like, oh, I was stationed there before. And then they called my name, and I got the same unit, and she's like, oh, we're gonna be now, we're different different battalion or different companies but the same battalion. And I said to her, I said, well, do you have a car? And she's kind of snide with me or whatever. Why, you can be my friend if you do? I was like, no, I was gonna offer you a ride, otherwise you have to ride the cattle truck. And she's like, oh. And that was kind of how we first met. And so after we'd been dating for a while, she asked me to marry her. And I said, no, I can't have you ask me to marry you, because I was kind of traditional in that sense, that a woman asking a man was so out of anything that I ever imagined in my life for getting married.
How long had you been dating when she asked you to marry her?
8 months.
That's wild.
7 or 8 months, yeah. And I said no, and she started crying. I mean, just...
Well, I'm sure she did.
Just,
it takes a lot of guts to ask someone to marry them and have you say no.
And I
kind of... So
I don't know if you wish you did.
I did say no. And then I was like, I can't... No. I would marry you, but I can't have you ask me. I want to ask you. And then I did. Right there, kind of, you know, a few moments later, I was like, will you marry me? And it was the same thing. Like, how... What was I going to do at that point? I was caught. I was in it. I'm trapped. Like, let's go.
Trapped. Like,
so you both had engagements and marriages because there was just an awkward situation and you didn't know what to do.
No.
Yeah.
No, but I think the only reason he asked me was because he was moving to a foreign land.
And the only reason I asked her is because she was crying and I just told her.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.